Here's your opportunity to bring volleyball to the girls of Honduras. We talked about it, well, about 365 days ago. Let's talk about it again with a growing concern for the self-esteem and self-sustainability among young girls in Honduras. There is an increasing need for positive role models and a broadened exposure to their potential in sports. Well, why do we talk about this here in West Michigan? Let's ask my next guest on behalf of you and this great, what is it? What do you call this of coffee? A pack of coffee there, Brian Beestrom?
Yeah, nice bag of coffee, freshly ground from Honduras.
Yeah, Swish Mountain Coffee, of which you are the CEO.
Yes.
And very involved in this topic that we are discussing. Emily Beeston, how are you? Where are you in life?
I'm good. I'm a sophomore at Forest Hills Eastern.
Good. Favorite class is?
Social studies.
Nice. Do you drink coffee?
No.
Good. Don't get into that habit. Well, maybe I better say you should, since your dad owns the company.
That's right.
Carol Marsh, you're along here for the conversation as well. Can you share your involvement?
Yes, I'm a Spanish teacher at Northview High School, and I went to Honduras with Brian last summer. And our students wrote books in Spanish, children's books, and we got the opportunity to bring them to orphanages, which was just an amazing experience.
Yeah. Bien habla en español.
Sí, a mí me encanta hablar español mucho.
Oh, bien. Okay, let's shake that off. Brian, I am glad you're back. You bring this opportunity to be involved in a global global situation through volleyball, through fundraising, and through other ways, in addition to, well, drinking a little coffee on the side. What are we here to talk about?
Well, thank you for having me. Last year we had a great experience with all the young ladies in Honduras. We had 110 young high school young ladies from seven different schools. They came in minivans and buses, and we spent 3 days with them in clinics and a full day of tournament, and it was just what an exciting time to see the girls get involved, and then also the day of the tournament, the competitive spirit of that. We had over a dozen fathers actually come up to us and thank us for helping with their girls and giving them an activity that they possibly could have for after school.
Right. Remind me how this even came to be. I know last year you were in studio, you had mayors from Honduras and more. How did this R-Serve come to be?
Well, the mayors, in talking with them, had expressed the problem with teen pregnancy. And we got talking about just trying to keep the girls active. And they made the suggestions, the mayors, knowing Emily, my daughter, that played volleyball, to come down and teach her girls volleyball. They really would like that.
Wow. Bump, set, spike, right?
Right.
Yeah, been there, done that. Tell me, Emily, about how you got involved in a little bit of your memory and your passion here.
Well, I have grown up playing volleyball, and so going down to Honduras, it was a great opportunity to teach other girls who have never played before how to play, and kind of like that there's more to just the sport, as in like becoming one with like a team and making new friends while you're at it.
Carl Marsh, again, your involvement.
Well, bringing the books down there, and I did a lot of translating. I talked double.
Yes.
I was interviewed several times on the news there. Mm-hmm. Went to the TV program and was interviewed there. And when I was done, I felt like a star. It was kind of fun, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, lots of translating and bringing the books down and just supporting everybody there.
Feel like a star right now?
Oh, I feel like a star every day.
Oh, that's a good answer. All right. Full circle, Brian. What's happening now? What are you needing now as we are talking about? Is it called Our Serve?
That's the organization that we did create for the Honduran volleyball. Mm-hmm. It's OURSERVE.org is the website. And so what we're looking to do is we're invited back this year. We have several government officials using this as a pilot program to interject or to create a program within the national government there for high school girls volleyball. They're using it for a pilot. And their dream is to actually have high school girls volleyball in all of the high schools in the following years to come.
So to make that happen, what do you need?
Well, we have several girls that would like to go with us. As you know, the age group is in college age, high school age, and funding is a little bit light. So we're looking for a little bit of help with some cash donations for helping the girls go down. We're also looking on those cash donations for nets, balls, and needles, which is in high demand down there.
Here we are mid-February. When do you leave?
We're leaving in June, at the end of June, right after school's out.
Is it hot that time of year there, Emily?
It's like a nice 80 degrees. It's mostly the rainy season, so it's not as hot as it normally would be.
And will you be involved with this, Carl?
Absolutely. I had such a great time last time. Brian invited me down again, and I'll be doing a lot of the same things that I did last time.
Emily, I might have missed this. Were you able to bond with some of the gals?
Yeah, a lot of them I'm still friends with, like on Facebook and social media. They still like contact us and see how we're doing, and then we also see how they're doing with their volleyball.
They're pretty tough. I mean, are they strategic? I mean, the game wise.
Competitive.
Yeah,
competitive.
Yeah, they're getting there. You know, it takes practice. So next year.
Yes. So you're looking for sponsorships. You're looking for teams, Brian.
Yeah, we're looking for – we've slotted 10 positions that we need to fill in going down there, so that we're – if somebody is interested in having that experience in a rural farming community and helping the girls with volleyball, we'd like to encourage them to go to our website, fill out the basic application on that, and then we'll follow back up with them. Volleyball experience is you know, desired. However, we'd love to have anybody that would like to come. So,
Carl, what's it like being used as a translator? Being involved in this, passionate exchange.
I absolutely enjoy it, but it is quite taxing and exhausting. By the end of the day, I'm pretty exhausted. But it's a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot of new words down there. I've been to Cuba, I've been to Honduras, I've been to Spain, been to Mexico. And so just the different dialect that they have there, like they say, sobre la malla, over the net, and I would use red, so that was a new word for me. So I learned right along with everybody else.
That's great. Brian, again, I come back to you regarding, at this point, Honduras. Will this be expanded beyond this trip?
Well, at this stage, we definitely would like to continue. They're asking us on an annual basis to continue with the tournament. And so as we dream and as we look forward, we could see that all of the high schools have girls volleyball and holding regional competitions and then the national competition. We also have been approached by a very large company that is actually founded in Grand Rapids to possibly hold high school tournaments for all of Central America as well.
Wow. Keep your bags packed. Hey, what's this coffee here in front of me here? Looks like I've got the Roger Martinez Farms hand-picked shade dried.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. It's a small little farm. His adjoining farm is his father's farm. It's basically all one, and they won Cup of Excellence last year. Huge national competition. It's a great coffee from Honduras. Mm-hmm. If you check out our Facebook page, you'll also find Roger's picture there with his father at the coffee farm at Swiss Mountain Coffee. And please do note that he is wearing green and white.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a little plug there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, before we say our final goodbyes, and I go make myself some coffee, I'm going to start with you, Emily. I mean, again, back to maybe a description of whether it's fun or compassion or back to the bonding of the gals. We all come from different cultures and backgrounds, but you're all still competitive gals playing volleyball.
Overall, it was a whole fun experience. Even the people that I went down with, I became closer with. But then having the people that came to us, like the Honduras girls, they were just nice overall. And they're all nice to each other. There was not like any harsh competitive because they were all learning as it was. So like during the clinic, they weren't as much competing against each other as in learning together. So it helped everyone. And I'm sure they met new people too as well as they normally would not meet.
And I'm just thinking, Carl, I mean, coaches are different in America. Any different coaching styles or cheering styles that you picked up?
Yeah, some of the coaches were getting on the girls. They're Honduran girls and really competitive and yelling at them. And you could just see the stress on the girls. And so our coach, one of the ladies that we brought down, she talked to them and said, you know, really, it's about the fun. And so they toned it down a little bit. And it was wonderful watching these girls, our girls, interact with their girls. It was just a neat experience.
Great. So you recommend taking Spanish in high school as a second language?
Absolutamente sí.
Ah, bien. That'll have got you. Although I did take 3 years and thought about that major, but then they say, hey, you need to travel to Spain. And I'm like, no, I just like to conjugate verbs. Thank you, Carl Marsh, for your involvement. And Emily Beeston, thank you for that. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Beeston.
Beeston.
Swedish.
Sweet, it is sweet. I was in Sweden last summer. Good land you're from.
Yes.
Yes. Brian, take us home.
Well, we're really excited to be here and have had the time to be reacquainted, Shelley. It's a lot of fun, the volleyball in there, and the impact that we will have in the future, and the thought that you know, we may bring girls high school volleyball in the future to all the girls there in Honduras is just phenomenal. So.
Is Emily pretty good?
She is my hero.
There we go. Brian Beeston, thank you very much. On behalf of your team here, Swiss Mountain Coffee, we'll make sure we keep that brewing here at WGVU. And one more time on the way to get involved.
Just stopped at our website at rserve.org. That's O-U-R-S-E-R-V-E.
Great. Thank you, Carl, Emily, and Brian.
You bet.